years of radio. Radio Moments.
We start this week looking back 33 years at a launch for a station housed in an old MFI store.
It is indeed Two Counties Radio, broadcasting from Bournemouth on 362 metres, 828 kilohertz on the medium wave, and in stereo on 97.2 VHF.
The launch of 2CR in Bournemouth this week in 1980. And this week in 94, a new music and talk service for the central belt of Scotland.
What do you do? Does it mean going out the house and leaving the children?
That's correct, huh?
Well, you're not looking after them then, are you? Don't be silly.
Don't look after my children.
Hey, no, you don't. You're virtually neglecting them.
No, I'm not neglecting. I'm out there working to try and give them things I can't afford to give if I wasn't working.
You're out there working to get yourself fancy stockings and tights.
Oh, I don't think so, Scotty. No.
You're very selfish.
No.
Some early Scott FM and the inevitable Scotty McClue. Scott FM's launch format was 50% talk, with studios in both Edinburgh and Glasgow. It's now called Real. It's important to get your launch right, isn't it? But despite the best preparations, sometimes things conspire against us. This week in 75, in Bradford, the first news bulletin on the new Pennine Radio.
It seems now that the thing is to stop work and then argue from an apparent position of strength.
I'm sorry, we had the wrong cart there. That was Bob Scully, who's the British Steel Corporation's chief executive, explaining why the blast furnace men are going to arbitration.
10-9-2-35, that's the sound going into your ear holes.
The early moments in the life of Pennine, now the Pulse, 38 years ago. And before we leave the launches this week, here's some news just in.
Home Secretary Douglas Hurd has officially opened Britain's newest independent radio station, Fox FM. Mr. Hurd, the MP for Witney, and six-year-old Leah Byrne from Bicester together flicked a ceremonial switch, bringing the station on air just over 15 minutes ago. Company chairman Julian Blackwell thinks Fox FM has every chance of success.
Many people have told me that Capital Radio, when it started, made its listeners feel like Londoners and feel good to be Londoners. In the same way, Fox wants to capture the spirit of the county.
The launch of Fox FM from Oxford this week in 1989. And I'm so pleased the chairman thought it had at least a chance of success. This week, 5 years ago, Fox was one of the 29 local stations Global announced it was to change to become Heart. It was the biggest rebrand in commercial radio history. We've mentioned a few long-serving luminaries in recent editions, and this week sees another celebrating his 88th birthday.
On the programme tomorrow, Gerald Flood and Michael Croft are our guests, and we look forward to the pleasure of your company at 9:02. In 40 seconds from now, Jimmy Young takes the Radio 2 airwaves. In the meantime, this is Pete Murray signing off by wishing you all, wherever you may be, a very happy and peaceful day. Bye now.
Happy birthday, Pete Murray. 88 this week. He was on the launch lineup of Radio 1, but by that time he'd already been on the air for 17 years. He was later on LBC, of course, too. Another long-standing performer still on air is 85 this week.
Well, at the beginning of the show, I told you that we were going to have some surprise guests dropping in this week, and now we've got a young man who's got a new record. Gives us a good opportunity of playing it. But first of all, let's introduce him, Billy J. Kramer. Bill, nice of you to drop in this week.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
Just maybe radio keeps us going. Happy 85th birthday to Brian Matthew. He's been on air now for over 65 years. Brian's been on Radio 2, Radio 1, and before that on The Light Programme. A new series arrived on The Light Programme this week in 1946, although it had been on the Home Service before that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to Have a Go!
Have a Go was the first money quiz on radio. Contestants shared their secrets to win £1, 19 and 11, just under £2. The show debuted this week in 1946 on The Light Programme, made in Manchester, even back in those days.
And here is Wilfred Pickles.
Chris Evans' rehabilitation made a step forward this week. 8 years ago, he began his Saturday afternoon show proper on Radio 2. We've had a couple of test drives over the summer, he said, and we've decided to take it. Yes, we like this vehicle. It's 11 years this week since commercial radio lost Peter Tate.
Every Saturday afternoon, keep ahead of the rest by tuning to Saturday Sport on Trent with Lee Peck, the fastest sports show in the Midlands.
Peter Tate, remembered so fondly by his colleagues at Radio Air and at Trent, a real character. Peter died tragically early this week in 2002. Radio 1's longest-running breakfast show came to an end this week last year.
The time has sadly come for us to say goodbye. We want to leave you all with a tear in your eye. We've had a lot of fun. We moaned when we were tired. And every single month we came close to being fired. So thanks for tuning in. But now it's time for us to say goodbye.
Moyles, of course, waving farewell after giving 8 years of his life to the nation on Radio 1 Breakfast. This week, 16 years ago, the perfect BBC promotional video was first seen.
Just a perfect day.
On the digital radio front, GWR's Ralph Bernard said this week, "Switch off for analogue radio must happen sooner rather than later, or the industry could get left behind." He was speaking 9 years ago. And is it really just this week last year that George Entwistle became DG at the BBC?
I'm very pleased that the chairman and the trustees think I'm the right person for the job. Mark Thompson will be a tough act to follow, but it's a privilege to be asked to lead the greatest broadcasting organisation in the world. And it's a privilege to be given the chance to continue to serve our audiences in this new job as I have in my previous ones.
It's been a long year, hasn't it? So, with Mark Damaser succeeding Helen Bowden as controller of BBC Radio 4 this week 9 years ago, and David Mansfield stepping down from the merged GCAP this week 8 years ago, those are this week's Radio Moments.